Well, moving on to matters European, or should I say Eurasian, in an article penned by Salvatore Babones, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan wants to build a canal, now called, well, in quotation marks, a crazy project by none other than Erdogan himself. The Canal Istanbul would link the Black Sea with the Sea of Marmara and from there on to the Mediterranean. Now, the idea or the main purpose would be to bypass the main Bosporus, the dangerously crowded strait that bisects the teeming metropolis of Istanbul. Now, of course, it would also upend the 85-year-old Montreux Convention that we'd like to hear about as well, that demilitarized the Bosporus and by extension the entire Black Sea basin, unquoting from that article. Well, talking to the author, or the contributor himself, Salvatore Babones, Australia's globalization expert and a contributing editor at 1945, specialist in global economic structure, joining us live from Sydney, Australia. Good afternoon, Salvatore.
Oh, good afternoon to you. It's a pleasure to join you.
Tell us about this canal that, Turkey, or rather should I say President Erdogan, is planning to build. What's it all about?
Well, President Erdogan announced it several years ago, but it's made no progress since. It is actually not a crazy idea at all. He has taken, I think he really regrets calling it a crazy idea. He meant it in a good way. Like, it's a crazy idea. Let's do some amazing things in the world. Of course, he's been relentlessly ridiculed for that in the years since. But it actually makes a lot of sense to build a canal to divert ship traffic around the Bosporus. The Bosporus is a narrow, winding strait through a city of something like 15 million people. And of course, any accident in the Bosporus would be disastrous environmentally and potentially a human catastrophe if it were some kind of combustible cargo. So it actually makes a lot of sense to build a canal to divert commercial traffic away from the Bosporus.
We've seen President Erdogan embark on a number of projects in recent years that probably intends to invoke national pride, the building of a grand mosque. Then, of course, during his tenure, you saw the Istanbul new airport opening up, which is basically a modern airport and a hub of international travel. Maybe not so much now, but has the potential to be so. Geopolitics, domestic politics, and national pride, will this inevitably come to play in the way Turkey's government structure is in this particular canal project?
Well, pride comes into play in the way this has been announced. Erdogan said he wants to complete the canal in time for 2023. That would be the centenary of the proclamation of the modern Turkish Republic by Mustafa Kemal Atatürk in 1923. I don't think it's very likely the canal will be completed by 2023. It is possible the canal will be started by 2023. That said, a lot of the international objections to the canal really have been driven more by anti-Turkish hysteria than by any practical considerations. The Montreux Convention, which governs the straits, would still stay in effect. It wouldn't, as Erdogan himself has said, it wouldn't apply to the canal, but it would continue to apply to the Dardanelles Strait. And the only way you can get to the Bosporus is via the Dardanelles. So it wouldn't put the convention out of commission. And in any case, Turkey has every right with 2 years' notice to withdraw from the Montreux Convention. So I don't really see this as a problem for international law. It's much more, I think, a practical environmental issue. But of course, Turkey has many opponents in the world, and this has been parlayed into a much bigger issue than I think it really is.
You know, Salvatore, 2023, I mean, is almost upon us. Before any of us could even recall, 2019 became 2021. So 2023 is not a far way away.
Exactly.
Is it really practical? I mean, 2023, is it a bit too ambitious even for somebody like Erdogan to make such claims?
Well, physically, it could be done because much of the canal's route is already there. The canal would follow a series of natural and longstanding man-made water formations, so it would be a matter of earth moving and concrete pouring to make it a reality. That said, it would be such a gargantuan effort, and there doesn't seem to be anything happening yet, that it seems inconceivable that Turkey would build the canal by 2023. But launch construction in 2023, certainly possible. I don't think that's out of reach, and it would make a nice ribbon cutting for a first shovel, a foundation stone laying for Erdogan in 2 years if he were to get this canal project off the ground.
You know, would this be considered to be President Erdogan's legacy project in that part of the world? Would charismatic leaders, be it in Saudi Arabia or even other adjacent countries, we've seen the Nasser Bridge over the Suez Canal, legacy projects seem to be the order of the day with many leaders before they sign off from office. Is this Erdogan's legacy project?
Well, it's certainly not his swan song. I don't think that Erdogan has any plans to leave office anytime soon. That said, I'm not an expert on Turkish politics, but he hasn't made any indication that he's planning to go in 2 years. I think instead he wants some way to celebrate 100 years of the Republic of Turkey. And this would be a way to do it, because the straits through Istanbul, the Bosphorus and the Dardanelles have been governed by international conventions for around 200 years. They've been fought over for hundreds of years before that. And making a statement that Turkey has sovereignty over its own territory in the Bosphorus would be a legacy that Erdogan could leave that would be much bigger than the canal itself.
Salvatore Babones, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Islam International. A pleasure as always, and have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.